The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Turn that microphone
on. Turn
the
microphone on. We'll be okay. We'll turn Ryan Crane's microphone on. And welcome, Ryan, to Real Racing USA Live on Tuesday night. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Thank you all for having me on the show.
Yeah.
Looks like you're doing really good, you know, leading the points in the Blizzard Series.
Hey, we've had a pretty good year. We haven't got a win there in the Blizzard Series, but just consistent finishes have kept us up there.
Yeah, you got Justin Drotty right there knocking on the door, 25 points ahead of him. But this is big deal here, running for that guaranteed starting spot in the Snowball Derby, right?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, actually, I got this spot a few years ago. I'd run second in the championship there, and I had a motor go back in qualifying about 2 years ago and had to use a provisional, so... Man, those things come in handy when you have a mishap like that.
Now, that Snowball Derby, that's got to be an awesome race to be in.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of prestige, and a lot of big names have run there, and it just feels pretty special to be able to, you know, run something like that.
And you've grown up around that racetrack there, Five Flags Speedway.
Pretty much. I've been racing there a couple of years now, and we've had pretty good success at it, won a couple races, and the way this season's been going, I think we got a pretty good shot at this Derby, so I'm looking forward to it.
How fast are you going around that track these days?
It's like low 17-second range. I think it's averaging around right around the 100-mile-an-hour mark.
Yeah.
Now, Pensacola is pretty much different than most racetracks. It's almost a circle, isn't it?
It has a little bit of a back straightaway to it, a little bit of a front straightaway, but it does have a lot of turning in there. The biggest thing is the surface of Pensacola. It's worn out. It makes it very tough, and it plays a lot of toll on a lot of, you know, outsiders when they come in.
Takes us around the track. What's it like around the track?
I guess when you go up under the flag stand, go into turn one, you just kind of get on the line. You know, there's a yellow line all the way around the racetrack, and you get down there and try to stay there all the way around through the corners. That's the best way. I mean, you get up on the high side, it's hard unless you got, you know, real fresh rubber.
Yeah, I've heard that you go through some tires up there.
Oh, you'll go through some tires, man. It's the best time to try to figure out your car is in the first five laps of a tire. Otherwise, you're going to have to put another set and try to see what it's going to do.
And in this Blizzard deal, you got drivers coming from all over the place, right? I mean, they're not just the local guys.
Oh, no. I mean, there probably won't be four or five of us within an hour and a half or two-hour range of that racetrack. Pretty much everybody comes in from everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, for the Blizzard races that you've been racing at, you get guys. I mean, we talked to one young man. I can't remember his name right now. He comes to those races, the Blizzard races, from Texas.
Right.
Yeah, there's guys from Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Florida. I mean, it's pretty good rides for those guys.
Yeah.
Now, you being from that area, do you do much Alabama racing?
Yeah, I do a pretty good bit. We race at Op Alabama some, Mobile, Alabama, just kind of racing around the short tracks there. We used to go up to Montgomery, but they closed the place down and haven't been back there.
Now, have you ever traveled to any other tracks in the state of Florida?
Been to New Smyrna, Lakeland, Lake City. Tried those type of racetracks. Been to Auburndale, a little bit smaller place. But
oh, boy. Did you have fun there?
Yeah, Auburndale's real fun racetracks, just real small. And
did you leave in one piece with your car?
Yeah, less than one piece, but I haven't been back since.
That's a tough place for late models.
Yeah, man. That's a tough place for late models.
Yeah. One of my favorite places down there at Lakeland, that three-quarter mile, that's a fun racetrack.
Yeah, no
doubt. You know, everybody loves Lakeland. And the other track that everybody loves is Lake City, too.
Yep, it's very fun.
Yeah, that's a fast racetrack.
So how did you get hooked up with Mike Garvey?
Actually, he's probably one of the well-known guys there in Florida by the name of Wayne Anderson. I was in the need of hunting a crew chief and somebody to help me, you know, consult my race team. And I knew Wayne Anderson back from racing the NASCAR All Pro Series for a couple of years, and I gave him a phone call and asked him who he knew, or if he could maybe help me. And actually, Wayne referred me to Mike. He said that he was actually already had a commitment to do at the Derby back in, I guess it was 05. You know, I was going into that race, and I called Wayne and said, "Hey, I need some help for this race." He said, "I can't do it." He's like, "But give Mike a call." And I called Mike, and ever since then, me and Ev have, you know, been traveling to all these races, and it seemed to work pretty good.
Yeah, that's some good advice right there. That's a veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, now, what does he do for it? Is he like your crew chief? What all does Mike, how does Mike work with you?
Pretty much me and Mike talk on the phone a couple days a week. You know, it's about the car. I go up to his place, and he lives right outside of Atlanta, and we'll, you know, get the thing ready to go. Most races I do it myself, but if we run into something, we're going somewhere different that we haven't been before, we'll go up there. He'll help us get it ready. Then he travels to the racetrack with me. We go test, and, you know, he'll travel down to there and just kind of get the thing dialed in. It seemed to work out pretty good over the last couple of years. Picked up a couple of wins and real consistent.
See, I'm told that you, Ryan, you graduated from Florida State.
I did.
And what kind of degree did you get?
I got my degree in business because I had planned on going to law school.
Yeah.
But all these years I've been full-time in school, so I hadn't really raced as much as I wanted to. So I graduated school there, and I decided to take a year out, and just kind of my dad's in the motorcycle dealership, so I help him and just trying to do my racing thing right now. But I haven't decided to go back to law school yet, but it's been on my mind.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad thing to fall back on.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's...
I got my bachelor's, but I've been thinking about going back.
Yeah. So when is your next big event here coming up?
I got the Blizzard race there on October the 12th at Pensacola. That'll be our final, and that's going to determine the point. And the last race of the season over there before we head into the Derby, the 1st of November. And then I got a race November the 11th at Jefferson, Georgia, Peach State Speedway. It's called the World Crown 300, the 300-lap late model race up there.
Is that sanctioned by somebody?
Sanctioned by GAS.
Oh, that's the GAS race. Okay,
yeah,
Georgia Asphalt Series.
That's it. I'm going to enter that thing and see how we can do with those guys.
That's a 300-lap affair, huh?
It sure is.
Oh, boy. Oh, do you have any idea? Have you raced that before, or do you have any?
I haven't raced the World Crown, but I have raced up there in my other late model cars, and we have fared out pretty well, so we're kind of excited going into that.
Is that one of those deals that you expect to have a big field of cars and you have to qualify good and like that?
It sure is. I mean, you do have 300 laps, which can sort a lot of things out, but, yeah, you do want to get a good starting field spot, so you ain't got to come through all them guys.
So have you done any other traveling this year?
We traveled up there to Peach State once this year. Been to Mobile, Peach State. I went down to Lakeland around January this past year. We had a top five finish down there, ran real consistent.
That's the north-south shootout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't got to travel too much racing this year. Been real helping my dad and his business a lot, so maybe we can venture out a lot more next year.
Yeah. Well, so what business is that?
My dad's in motorcycle dealerships. He has the Honda Yamaha franchises.
Well, that helps out with the racing deal, doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, that's who supports it all, is my dad, so.
So what are your aspirations here?
I'd like to go on up to level in racing. I really would like to make it on up to Craftsman Trucks, Busch, Cup, somewhere up that way.
That's a good deal. I mean, you've got the experience. You're, you know, especially leading these Blizzard points and Snowball Derby experience. You know, a lot of those guys have moved up from that race.
They have, and I think I heard the other day that Kyle Busch maybe trying to come run the Derby, so like you said, a lot of people will be following him, and maybe one day we'll have the opportunity to, you know, further my career.
Well, the other thing that you got at the Derby too is, you know, a lot of the NASCAR pit crew guys come down here, and then there is also in the stands, it's kind of like football, you know,
scouts.
You got the scouts out there.
You sure do. And actually a couple of guys that do some pit crew with me are the XGN, I guess the new DEI guys. I mean, a couple of guys work there, you know, during the week, and they'll come down and help me. So
And you have some public you have somebody representing you, right? I mean, you have some people working for you.
I sure do. I got Chris Regal with Texas Motorsport, real good guy, and he's helped me out along the way on the market end of it.
That's cool. Yeah, that always helps.
As a matter of fact, you know, Rick, we're going to have to get Chris on here one of these nights and talk to him about some of the business end of this. But, Ryan, let me ask you, what is, like, when you're racing against these guys that come in, what is the toughest part of these 125-lap? These are 125-lap races, I believe, right?
The 100, some of them are 125. This next one coming up is a 100.
Yeah. What's the toughest part of these? I mean, is this like a sprint, or you got to, like, pace it out? I mean, how do you attack these things up there, especially with the tire deal?
Yeah, at a place like Pensacola, with it being so hard on tires, you got to pace yourself and try to get your tires to last as long as you can and make that pit stop, because we have only one stop on a 100-lap race. You try to get them tires to last as long as you can so you can have a sprint at the end.
Are those hot pit stops?
Oh, yeah, live pit stops.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Wow, that in a 100-lap race. But everybody's going to have to make that pit stop, right?
There's been guys that attempt it, but it don't fare too well for them.
So what do you say the average tire wear is at Pensacola on a Super?
This year we've been stopping around the 50 to 75-lap mark, kind of where the caution falls, you know?
Yeah.
We've hit it a few times, depending on how we are.
Is that about what you're going to get out of a set of tires up there?
A couple years ago in the Derby, we went over 100. Didn't want to, but we had to, you know, because the way the cautions fell. But you can make them run that long. You just fall off the pace so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could actually, in this 100-lap race, you could actually, if there's a caution out at, like, lap 30, you could actually pit right then and then not have to come back in.
Oh, you sure can, but just most guys want to have the freshest rubber at the end. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your how do you go into the Derby compared to running these Blizzard races?
The Derby got to be pretty much, I guess, everybody. It's kind of, you break it down in three sections, the way me and Mike Garvey's always looked at it. You got, you know, 300-lap segments. So you kind of want to take your first segment, get your weight to the front, so it makes, you know, if you start, you know, mid-packer to the rear, get to the front, have good pit stops. You can ride through the middle part of the race, and the last part, you know, go back at it and hold, stay up front. Kind of way we've looked at it over the years.
Yeah, and the other thing that I've noticed about the Derby, the big stuff's going to happen at the beginning and at the end.
Exactly.
Yeah, all the trouble's either at the beginning or the end.
And you never know where it's going to happen. It may happen up front of the field. It may happen in the back. It's been everywhere, you know, over the years. So.
All right, and Ryan, your website is ryancrane10.com.
That's
who are some of the sponsors here?
Honda of Panama, and then I got Yamaha Sea-Doo of Panama. They got websites too, yamahapanama.com. Check them guys out.
Yeah, cool.
I got a question to ask you real quick, though, since you're kind of involved in motorcycles. What do you think about Ricky Carmichael making the move?
Pretty neat. I mean, I would really like to see him at the Derby. You know, just have the opportunity. I've seen him, you know, met him at different motorcycle conventions and stuff through the motorcycle business. But it'd be neat to actually see him at a racetrack, you know, as far as car-wise on four wheels instead of two.
Yeah, he's been racing on, like, a Columbia Motorsports Park there, and he's New Smyrna.
Won a heat race at Orlando, I think.
Yeah, won a little race over there at Orlando. And we had him on our show, our Inside Florida show we do on Monday night not too long ago. And it was a pretty interesting talking with that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good young man.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to see him up there. It'd be fun to race against him.
Yeah. All right, good. Pleasure talking to you, Ryan, and we wish you the best, man. And we'll, of course, be checking up on you and see how things fare out in this as we move towards December's Snowball Derby at Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola, Florida.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all guys try to make it up there. I think they have reserved tickets, and maybe everybody can get watch it.
Yeah, we've been talking with the folks up there, and I think we're going to do that.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it up. When we do, we'll come see you.
Good deal. Can't wait.
All right, Ryan.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Ryan Crane.